in Ohio. Amen. And I'm glad to be here tonight with each of you. I'm glad to be here tonight with each of you so that we can worship the Lord. Amen. I want you to know that the Lord is here with us already. His presence is in the building. He's here, and he's here for you in this week, and just to strengthen you and to cause you to just step into this relationship with him a step closer and just see what he has for you. So tonight we're just going to worship, and the Lord is just going to minister to us, and his presence is just going to embrace us, and we're going to be thankful for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Lord, we just give this service to you. We just worship you, Lord, and honor you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus has given me. When I lift my voice and shout, every wall When I lift my voice and shout, every Nothing else.
Jesus, you don't owe me. I'm not here for blessings. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want more than anything. More than anything that you can do. I just want you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you that we get to sit in your presence, Lord. We thank you that you are here with us. We thank you that you need us.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Oh, cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart, every mind. Cause I know there is peace within His presence. And I speak Jesus.
Presence in here. Father, we pray for our families right now. Every single one of us that's in here, Father, we lift up our families to You. Not just our blood families, but the families You've given us as family, Father. And Father, we just fight for their souls right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask that their mind be open, their ears be open, their heart be open. They hear, they see, they receive You, Father God, in Your word. Lord, every hold the enemy has on them, we break it right now in Jesus' name. And we call for them to be free. We call for them to be saved, Lord God. You said us, me and our mind, and those that have not known You, Lord God, that have not been around 50 different churches, Lord, those that are not knowing You, that are knowing You for the first time, are coming in. And Father, I thank You for their salvation. I thank You for the freedom that You're giving them, Lord God. I thank You that the hope that You plant in them through people's testimonies is their hope that brings them to their knees before Your throne. Whew. Lord, we thank You. I feel it, Lord. There's a stirring, an unstoppable force that's happening, Lord God. And the Lord would say to you, keep praying, my children. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Your prayers are important. How many times did you say, I speak the name, when I shout this name, when I say this name, when you speak, power comes out. When you speak my word, I put my authority behind it. Speak, pray, seek me, talk to people about me. Your testimony is enough. It's the blood of the Lamb. I provided that for you. Your testimony, I provided that for you. Go out and tell them. Go out and tell them. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good.
He is good. He is good. He is good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen?
Yes.
Everything about Him, He's worthy. Worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. You got a situation going on? Speak His name.
Yep.
Speak His name.
Yep.
Over that situation.
Yep. Amen.
The word says every name that is named shall bow to Him.
Amen.
Think about that.
Woo.
I could yell at Phil all I want and say in the name of Regina, and guess what? Nothing's happening. Well, there might be some things happen. You know, I do have a little authority with him. I said it to my son, nothing's happening. Right?
Amen.
But if we say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
amen.
Just think about
everything can happen.
Just think about Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, right? And all heaven's behind him, like has got their back, right? Think about that. You got friends that have got your back. You got friends and family that'll fight for you to the end. You can't hurt my child. You can't hurt my grandson. Because if I saw you coming near him, this old woman may be old and my knees may be a little, but you're not getting to him, right? Let's just be real.
because he's got the backing of somebody who loves him so much that I refuse to let somebody hurt him. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. He sits up there, and he's got all of heaven backing him for you. Amen. He's got your back.
Amen.
He's your rear guard. Does it not say that?
Yes.
And I think of that. When you speak the name of Jesus, all of heaven responds.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All of heaven responds.
Amen.
Because it's his word.
Amen.
That's who he is. I think that we need to stop worrying.
Amen.
We need to stop fretting.
Yep, absolutely.
We need to just stop.
Rest.
We need to just, I know, trust me, I know this is easier said than done, but when you think in those terms, what can't he handle?
Amen.
What can't he dispatch his angels to go do within a moment of time and it be finished?
Amen.
What can't he just speak into existence and it be done?
Amen.
You know?
Casting all his cares, casting all our cares upon him.
Amen.
Because he cares for us.
Amen.
Amen.
He wanted a world where people that he could fellowship, his sons and his daughters, would live and he would have fellowship. So he spoke it into existence.
Yes.
I want a pool in my backyard. In ground, I want a lazy river that goes all the way around it. You know, one of those fun ones. So they can splash in a pool all day and I can just ride around that river. I speak it, it ain't in my backyard. But Jesus, but the Lord, our Heavenly Father, speaks it. And there's a yard to put a pool in. Amen? There's an earth. There's trees and grass. Remember when Phil used to preach on the grass? And he would be so goofy. Say, no matter where that grass is, can be covered by concrete, can be covered by anything. But that little grass will pop itself up because that's what it was created to do.
Amen.
Amen? Man, God is so big.
Amen.
He is so good.
Yes, he is.
Amen. All right.
Praise God.
Well, what do we got going on? Women's Christmas party? You know, we got that going on. If you want to sign up, I see a bunch of people signed up. Sign up. Somebody said they're not signing up right. I said, they can sign that sheet anywhere they want to. I don't care if it's right or not. Just put your name out there. We're just going to have a great time. So that is the first Saturday of the month, and I think we're going to start it at noon. So we're going to have a great time.
In December, right?
In December.
Right.
Well, it's a Christmas party.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas this early.
I know. This is unusual.
Some people are getting on my nerves. And I just laughed. I laughed at it because it was funny. But y'all Christmas people in July are crazy. No thanks. What else we got?
Men's breakfast this Saturday.
Amen.
And we're going to have a good time, and we're going to have a good fellowship, and it's going to be great.
9 o'clock, Mount Victory at the Plaza Inn.
Yep.
And then some of you may have seen that sweatshirt I was wearing on Sunday, the Mark 10, our scripture for the church. The order form for the whole fall line that Alexis just put out, the main house, is out there on the sheet. You can order them. So just put your order in, and then come see me for your payment. The Mark shirt is 20 for regular, and any plus sizes is 25, and then all the rest of those sweatshirts are 35 regular and 40 for plus sizes. So come see me for payment, and we'll take the payment in and get those ordered, and y'all get them back. Amen?
What ones?
Huh? All of them. We're not making you choose between a one or two. I put them all out there. Y'all can choose which ones you want. So I got yelled at the last time in a nice way. Yeah, it wasn't mean. But
so I think there's like 5 different t-shirts.
There's 5.
Sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I think there's 5 different sweatshirts.
4.
To pick one.
But different colors in one of them. 2 hoodies and 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, baby. When I was giving a thumbs up during worship, it wasn't because I thought I was great. I was responding to my grandbaby. Isn't it funny how I couldn't hear him until the song was over, and then that's all I heard. I think the Lord magnified him in my ears.
Amen.
Just so, yes.
Amen.
I want my grandbabies to love Jesus. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
To love coming. They love coming in here. But I'm sorry, Alicia, to have to tell you this, and Pastor Jared. but she doesn't think that she should have to sit still in class because she has to do that at school all week. And come on, this is Sunday. Like, these are her words. Come on, this is Sunday. So that's the only part she's ever complained about. They love this place. They love coming in and playing with your kids and hearing the word and worshiping. So I am thankful for a church that my grandbabies love to come to.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, I think that's all I got.
I think so, baby. I think that's all we have for right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I guess at this time we're going to go ahead and release the children for Children's Church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're going to take just a few minutes to do the offering. And tonight we just want to remember that the Bible says those that sow sparingly shall reap sparingly, and those that sow bountifully shall also reap bountifully, and that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And you should give with confidence. Whenever you get an opportunity to sow a seed, you should sow that seed with confidence, knowing that God is watching over what you do and sees how you're doing it, and he's a rewarder of those who will do things according to the kingdom. So the Lord always makes a way for us. He'll make it bountiful. He'll make it proficient. And he's always looking out for you. And so when you give tonight, just know that God is with you and he's working on your behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you glory tonight, Father. And Lord, as people bring their offering to you, Father, I thank you that you just touch it and bless it, Father. And you bless them for being faithful, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
Amen. And while you're bringing those forward, just a quick announcement. Just because I talked to somebody today that's having issues, we are switching our giving platforms. Like right now we use PushPay, and we're going to switch that over to save lots of money, really. That's the whole idea behind it. And it works with the new system we have. So it's part of our planning center program. So you should have gotten an email on that. If you're a regular giver online and you haven't got that, come see me and I'll make sure you get that. If that's the way you prefer to get it, okay, I'll make sure you get it. And if you're having any issues with it, in the email, Andrew Rogers is the person that's heading that up. You can call him. And if you can't get a hold of him, call me. I'll just go to Andrew and get the answer for you. I don't know it either, but we'll take care of it. Amen. But please have just a little patience with us. It's new, though. You know, with anything new, there's little hiccups.
All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, tonight we're just going to talk about faith a little bit. And we're just going to talk about our faith. And we're going to look here at 1 John 5:4, because it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And I just want to encourage you tonight, because your faith is enough to overcome the issues that we're facing in life. Amen. I want you to know something, that your faith worked when it was just beginning as faith. Amen? When you were dead in sins, away from God, not saved, and just out there in the world, you heard of Jesus as Lord and Savior, and if you didn't even know how to use your faith, you received him. And when you received him as Lord and Savior, listen, I want you to know that you were at your weakest point ever in life. You were the weakest you're ever going to be before you're saved. And your faith was enough to fight off the devil and break every stronghold he's had on you and let you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And if he had power over you, he would have never let that happen. Amen? And if Satan had the power to stop you from getting saved, he would have. So the very fact that you're sitting here saved lets me know that your faith has already overcome the world. Amen? Your faith has overcome the most wicked thing in the world, and that's Satan and his attack. Because he comes as a thief to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord has come to give life and life abundantly, okay? And so because we have received Jesus, we know that the attack of the devil is not able to overtake our life. And so we rejoice in that. We're thankful in that. And we're very grateful for that. I want you to know that in Habakkuk 2:4 it says, the just shall live by his faith. So again, it says that the just shall live by his faith, which means that you have been given a measure of faith. And we're going to see that right here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as the Lord hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we see that even though we are all members of the same body, we all have different callings, but we've been given a measure of faith. And the measure of faith we've been given is enough to fight the battles we have in life and is enough for us to get the victory and stay saved and be all that God wants us to be. Amen? And so we need to be people that are looking to and understanding how to use our faith, because the Bible tells us that in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance, okay? And so before we go there, we're going to go back and we're going to look at an Old Testament story about some faith that was used by a prophet of God in 1 Kings chapter 17. And I think we're going to start to look at about verse 7, because Elijah was called into time where there was a famine in the land. And he was at a brook, and he was being taken care of. The Lord was sending ravens to feed him during the day, and they were also sending, this brook had water coming through it when there was a time of drought, but then it dried up. And it says that in verse 7, it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And he said, as the Lord my God liveth, I have... And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So here we see a prophet that's coming out of a time of famine in a place where he was being taken care of by the Lord, and the Lord sends him to a widow woman to be taken care of, which seems strange in itself, but for him to have the faith to go there and for him to see this situation unfold and him to have the faith to tell her, hey, listen, even though you're in this situation that you're in, I'm telling you to take and make me a little meal first. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore of a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus the Lord God of Israel, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and her in her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elisha. So we see here a great faith story here, where Elijah comes into the little widow woman's house And the widow woman does what he says, and she goes and makes him a little cake before she even made for her and her son. And what faith did this lady have to have in order to be thinking that she's going to make her last meal for her and her child? And all of a sudden, she turned her whole faith around and made a meal for the prophet. What faith did she have to have in order to be able to get that concept? Amen? Yes. But that concept made the difference in her having an experience that she would have never had any other way. And sometimes we need to understand that sometimes we feel like our faith is so small, or we feel like the circumstance we're in is so great that we can't be overcome. But if we will just listen and hear God's direction in the middle of our battle, we will find our way through it. Amen? Amen. We will find our way through it. And here, I'm going to go ahead and read this because there's something that happens that gets worse than that after this good event happens, because it says that they were well taken care of for a long time. But it says, and it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me, call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft where he abode and laid him upon his bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee that let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman saith to Elijah, now by this know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is true. And so what we see here is that this is just another great miracle that happened out of this whole miracle that first happened when he came to live with the widow woman. And we see that God's goodness is great, and that God will always make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? And so for each of us tonight, I want us to know that no matter what's going on in our life and no matter how difficult our situation is, we can't give up yet. Amen? We can't give up and we can't stop, because God is making a way for us. Amen? Even though you might not feel like you can see it yet, and even though you might not understand it yet, God is working on your behalf and he's solving your problem. I think it's interesting, because when the prophet was at the brook and this widow woman was in this town and they didn't even know each other, here God was making arrangements for both of them, even though they didn't know what the arrangement was going to be, but God was making a way for them. Amen? And I want you to know that God is making a way for you right now, even if you don't quite understand it or see it, because that's just how amazing he is as a great God. Amen? And he's always looking out for us, and he's always making a way for us to receive and experience his goodness. We're going to look here in Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to read another story here of a centurion who the Lord healed his child. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered him and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And I say to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus is saying this because there's people he's preaching to that just won't refuse to believe him. And so he's teaching them about himself. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. I'm telling you right now that I believe sometimes we underestimate our faith. And sometimes we underestimate what we can receive from God because we just don't think it might be possible, or we just don't use our faith the way that we should use our faith. And sometimes we need to understand that your faith that you have is enough. Your faith was enough to save you. Your faith is enough to heal you. Your faith is enough to see you redeemed from financial struggles. Your faith is enough to see you healthy and whole and restoration of relationships restored to your life. Your faith is enough for all of these things to happen. You just have to believe that God is with you to do it. Amen? Amen. And you have to believe that your faith is bigger than the pressures of life that come upon you. And sometimes even with people, pressure will come upon you. But you have to be the one that believes that your faith can make a difference. Amen? Because once you believe your faith will make a difference, you'll turn it towards the Lord. And that's what does make the difference. Amen? When you understand that your faith turned towards the Lord is able to overcome anything, it will make a difference in your life and you will see the goodness of God. Amen? We're going to look here at Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, and see what it says. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now see, that says that you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And with that being said, it says that you have before ordained that we should walk in them. So you were made through your faith to have good works happen around you. Amen? Yes. Because you are saved Christians, you should run into situations where you are seeing people getting delivered because you're there. You should see yourself getting delivered because of your faith, and you should see other people impacted because of your faith. Amen? Your faith is enough to do great things. And this is an example of that right here, is that you were ordained to be, that you should walk in them good works. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we understand that this is a part of who we are and a part of what God has for us. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, and I, brethren, when I come to you, came not with the excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in trembling, in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want you to know tonight that your faith should be in the power of God. Amen? Your faith should be that God has the ability and he will help me in every situation. Amen? Your faith should be that God is an overcomer and he will help me overcome. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen? And I like to say the opposite of that is this. If I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, then I can't do anything without him. I should be doing all things through Christ. Amen? And if I'm doing all things through Christ, then they can get accomplished. But if I'm trying to do them on my own and in my own power, they're not going to get much done for us. Amen? And so we have to make sure that we understand that and that we're walking in that and that we are walking in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." I want you to know that with men, things are impossible. Amen. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. You know, again, I just want to challenge you. Do you really address your life in this manner where you have challenges come up? Do you really put them challenges before the Lord and think that nothing is impossible for Him? You know, sometimes we will be coming to church and we'll have our faith out there, but when we run into problems, sometimes we shipwreck our faith because we let worry and stress take back over, amen? And worry and stress will be dominating our conversation instead of faith in God dominating our conversation. Do we really believe that with God, nothing is impossible, amen? Because that should be one of the challenges that we put before ourselves, and we remind ourselves all the time that nothing is impossible with God, and that with God, all things are possible. Amen? And we should always be looking out for that and checking ourselves in that manner. Here it says in Hebrews chapter 11, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. You know, if we really understand that faith framed the world, why are we not super excited to use our faith? Because if faith framed the world, then we should know that faith is going to frame everything else that's going to stand in this life. Amen? And so that means that we should be willing to use our faith and see what God has to say and see what God is doing in every situation that we have going on by faith. Amen? And we should always be using our faith. It says here, In Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." See, I want you to know something, that you have to use your faith to please God. Amen? And with that being said, we should be excited about using our faith, because the Bible says that the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So if you diligently are seeking God, you're going to be rewarded. Amen. The Lord is going to touch your life, and he's going to touch your faith, and he's going to touch you, because that's how God does it. Amen. And so we need to be people that are looking forward to working with God and using our faith, because he is the one who makes everything happen. It says, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after have received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise." So we need to understand that faith is something that will make us journey into places that we may not know and we may not feel comfortable in. Amen? But faith will also take us out in the place where God wants us to be, so that he can show us what he wants to happen in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. Now it says in here in Hebrews 12, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for by the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." I want you to understand something. that if Jesus is the author, that means that he starts your faith. Amen? He ignites it and he starts it. If he's the author of it, he's also the finisher of your faith. Amen? That means that he will help you finish every faith battle you start and every faith story that you start. Amen? When you start a journey by faith, the Lord will go with you on that journey. If you want to build something, God will go with you on that building journey. Or if you're building a relationship or building a home even or building a house or whatever it is that you're building, God will bring you into a place where he starts you and he finishes you in that work. Amen? And so this lets us know that God is the author and the finisher of who we are. Amen? Remember, it says that we should have a confidence knowing that he who begun a good work in us is faithful to finish that good work. Amen? And that means that you are a good work. Say that with me. Say, I'm a good work.
I'm a good work.
And the Lord will finish me. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's a lifelong journey that we do this thing called faith. And in that lifelong journey of faith, we're God's people. Amen? And we are God's people that need to be instructed. We're God's people that will need to use our faith. And sometimes we're going to have faith victories, and sometimes we're going to have faith failures. Amen? But we're going to get back up, because the Bible says that, yea, a righteous man fall down 6-7 times, yea, 8 times he gets back up. Amen?
Yes.
And so we might fall down in our faith journey a little bit, or we might have days where we struggle with our faith journey. Amen? We're certainly going to have times where we go so far and we find ourselves needing to change again or needing to step into a deeper place by faith. And so these are things that happen to us on a daily basis that we need to understand as a part of the faith journey and a part of what God has for us. Amen? And God is always willing to work with us where we're at. Amen? The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That's who God is, and that's what God does. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. We just exalt you tonight and give you praise, Father God. And we just lift you up and just declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness tonight, God. I thank you for all you're doing in our lives and that you're orchestrating our faith, Father God, and that you are moving on our life and on our behalf, God. And Father, I just thank you, God, that you are moving on your people and that you're just healing and setting free, God, and that, Lord, even right now you're answering prayers for us, God. And Father, that as we use our faith, Father, our faith is enough to overcome the world, God. We overcame Satan when we first started using our faith. And because we're able to do that, God, that means that we are undefeatable as long as we rely on you, Father God. Because the Bible calls us more than conquerors and says that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so we just want to be a faithful people, and we just want to be people that are serving you and walking in ways that you want us to walk in, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to try something strange tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have Haley Smith that is sick, and we're just going to pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Haley. And right now, God, we just ask you to loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into Haley, Father God, and to bring healing to whatever ailment she has, Father God. Lord, we just ask you to give her a quick recovery and a full recovery, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Sue before you, Father. And God, we pray over these symptoms that she's having, Father God. We pray over this knee, God, and over the pain she's feeling, Father God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her, Father. And we pray that swelling would go, Father God, and all pain would leave her. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Kyle as he's traveling for work, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you that you will keep him safe, Father God, And Lord, that he will travel and that, Father, he would not be under stress, God, that he'd be able to do the work that's required. And God, you'd give him answers and help him get through each day and travel back home safely. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, now we put Holly before you, Father God. And Lord, as she's studying and working hard, God, on exams, Father God, we just thank you that you help her in every aspect, Father. Lord, I thank you that you give her the mind of Christ and the wisdom to do what needs to be done. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Hey, I just want to know, does anybody have a question about faith tonight? Does anybody want to ask a question about faith tonight just for a few minutes before we close out here? Okay, very good. Well, they're ready to use their faith, amen? That's what I'm taking that to mean, that you're ready to use your faith and ready to step out and just let God be who he wants to be for you tonight, amen? Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Well, I just want to thank you for coming out, and I'll be up here to pray for anybody that needs prayer, and we just thank you for it. And we will see you Sunday morning, amen?